Yes, good morning. Harvey may not have any announcements, but I think every week it is important to welcome everyone back and thank everybody for coming. Today's topic is a pretty well-known topic. In fact, Rabbi Sharfman touched upon it. I was only able to track down one share, which was part of a share number 138. So we could listen to it together with this. Rabbi Sharfman dealt with traveling in general and all myriad amounts of halachas that come up with it. Shirim 138 and 139. So in part of 139, he devotes the tefillos derech. Just a little bit of that share. But today, we hope to give a bigger treatment of the topic of tefillos derech. I think the official name is your halachic GPS. Harvey had some idea that we're going to make an app after this share. But really, halacha is something which something like this is too complicated to make an app for. There's many details and many circumstances that you will at least know the data after the share to apply it, hopefully, to everyone's travel. When you talk about traveling, you imagine a scene. Person gets onto an airplane, is nervously sitting in his seat, doesn't know how this flight, this travel will go. On his right sits a Gentile who orders and deals with his stress of flying. He's up to his second shot before the plane takes off. You have some young 20-something is sitting there with his computer, laptop open, on his phone, while playing with a screen in front of him. And, you know, he's all connected. That's how he's going to deal with it. In the middle, unfortunately you got the middle seat, in the middle sits a Jew who goes, takes out a sitter, and recites Tefillos Derech. I'm sure it's a scene we're all familiar with. And, you know, Baruch Hashem, there are many ways that we stand out and we realize Shevdilanu min Hatayim, V'nasan lanu Toras Emes, that we're different. But there's something really significant about the Tefillos Derech. I found a Radvaz, it's quoted by Yitzchak Zilberstein in the Sefer Alina L'Shabeach. And he says, the tefillah of Tefillos Derech, when you sit there in a situation where obviously you're a little bit nervous, you're traveling, not always so simple, he says that tefillah is a tefillah d'oraisa, a mitzvah d'oraisa. People know the whole background, the sugya of tefillah. Tefillah is something, there is the sheet of the Rambam that tefillah is a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. The Rambam says that every day we daven, that's a mitzvah saseh d'oraisa. Putting aside Kriya Shema, which according to everybody is Doraisa. But davening, only the Rambam says it's Doraisa. However, the other Rishonim, the Ramban, ahead of them, argue and say that tefillah is not midoraisa on a daily basis. The Ramban writes, the only time tefillah is midoraisa is only the eighth tzara, at a time of a tzara, when you call out to Hashem at the time of a tzara, that's a din of tefillah Doraisa. And therefore, the Radvaz writes, when you're traveling, and traveling is a time which sakanas could come about. So therefore, he says that tefillah sederes is really derisive. Really, there's a chash of a thing. And it's something, if you think, you know, it could be on a regular daily basis, our tefillahs don't carry so much weight, so much fear sometimes that we have. But tefillah sederes is something which, sure, in all situations, but definitely in some situations, would fit this description of the Radvaz. So what I'd like to do today is study Tefillos Derech in depth, beginning with the Gemara, the source of these halachas, of most of these halachas, and then go take it through heavily through the Mishnah Berurah, the modern day poskim, up until a practical conclusion. I'd also like, I came across some very, very interesting perspectives on the entire concept of Tefillah Sederach, which shed a little bit of light. That's your dessert all the way at the end. So there's a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chav Tes and Mabez. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Kol Yotzeh L'Derech, Tzarech L'Espal Tefillah Sederach. Anyone who goes to travel has to be Mespal Tefillah Sederach. My Tefillah Sederach, what is this Tefillah Sederach? So it goes through the language, or the basic language. Yiratzu Mefanecha Hashem Elokai, should be your will of Hashem, Shetolecheinu L'Shalom, you should take me with peace, Tadienu L'Shalom, Tasmichin L'Shalom, I should reach where I'm going in peace, Vatetzelenu Miklav Kol Oyev Arev, should save me from any enemy, Oyev Arev B'Derech, Tishlach Baracha B'Masi Yodai, you should give me bracha in what I do, Tachnunai L'Chein L'Chesed Rachamim, Be'inai Ve'inai Kol Re'ai, I should find favor whoever I meet there, Baruch Tov Hashem Shamea Tefillah. It's interesting, that's a little bit different than the language we have. And the Gemara says a little bit further, Amar Abaye, La'olam Lishtof Inish Nafshi Bahadi Tziburo. The Gemara says this over here, for Tefillah Sederach, but really this is something we do in general when we say Tehillim, and many other Tefillahs. That Abaye argues and says the language you should use is not a personal language, but rather, even though specifically here by Tefillah Sederach, you're davening for your travels, but you know, you're not the only Jew, the wandering Jew around, not the only Jew traveling. So you should join yourself with others. Hechinema, what should you say? Yiratzu Mofanecha Hashem, okay? Shetolecheinu L'Shalom. And Mefarshim explained what Rashi says over there, because the odds of your tefillah being answered is greatly multiplied when you include yourself in the tzibur. And that's why when we mispal, let's say, for a chola, it's besoch shar chol Yisrael. Whatever schus this individual chola has, we're asking to be included in the general schus of chol Yisrael. And that same concept, really, this is one of the sources of that. This Gemara says, by tefillah sederach, we should always use a plural, a general language to include ourselves with everybody else. So that's the basic language of Tefillah Sederach. That's the first issue the Gemara deals with. Secondly, the Gemara says, Amos Matzli, when do you daven? That's three lines into that second piece of the Gemara. Amos Matzli, when do you daven? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Chizda, Mishah Shemahalach B'Dalek. From the moment that you're already traveling on the road. We'll see that halacha, that this point has quite a bit of relevance. Ad kama. Now, the simple reading of ad kama, if you look at Rashi, ad kama zman al espala. Until when do you have time to daven? So, the Gemara answers, Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Chizda, ad parsa. Up until a parsa, which Rashi explains, ad parsa, avolo la'achashaholach parsa, but not after you already travel to parsa. Now we'll define exactly how the distance of what a parsa is, but the way Rashi learns this Gemara, the Gemara is asking, many times we do things, you're supposed to do it once you already started traveling. That we already see from the Gemara. But what happens if I forgot? Until when in my travels am I allowed to say Tefillah Sederach? So Rashi's opinion is you're only allowed to do in the first parsa. That means if you fell asleep, practically, you fell asleep on a plane, on a train, and you wake up and you're already past this distance of a parsa, according to Rashi, you can no longer say Tefillah Sederach. The window of opportunity passed you, you can no longer say it. But if you look continued in Rashi over there, Rashi brings a different explanation of this step of the Gemara. Uvahag mafarish, the Bahag Baal Hilchos Gedolos explains, ad kama, he changes this step in the Gemara, the explanation of the step. Ad kama, till
At kama yivakish leilech sheitzarch lespala.
What's the distance of traveling that to begin with requires this din of tefillah sederet? How far of a trip?
So the Gemara says, ad parsa. Afilo in loch el ad parsa.
Even if you're only going to travel the distance of one parsa, that's enough to require you to begin with to say the din of tefillah sederet.
Avol derech pachos mi parsa, ain't sorrow to spout tefillahism.
So there's two different readings of this step in Gemara. They both have halachic nafkaminas. And seemingly, the post can take it by the fact that you have two different readings of this step in Gemara, that's really a machlokes. The Bahag would be arguing with Rashi's halacha of how long a person has a chance to say it. Scenario we just gave before, where a person falls asleep. Rashi gave the opinion, once you're past the parsa, you no longer could say tefillah sederach. But didn't the fact that Bahag reads the Gemara in that step saying something different. So then, Rashi's halacha does not exist in the Gemara, according to the Bahag. And therefore, you will see later, you find that Sadan halacha, that even if you wake up later in your journey, you still potentially have a chance to say tefillah sederet. So just the different opinions of how to read a step in Gemara makes for an interesting nafkamina that we'll see soon in halacha. And the fourth step the Gemara brings up, v'heichi matzila, about six lines from the top of Lamed, how do you daven it? Rav Chisda Amar Me'umad, you should say it standing. If Sheshes Amar Afil Mahalech, you could say it even while you're traveling. Right? In other words, Rav Chisda says you should stop your travels, halt the buggy, stop the car, and say it. But Rav Sheshes says no, you could even say it while you're traveling. The Gemara tells a story. Rav Chisda and Rav Sheshes, only the Gemara, these things work out so perfectly. Right, the two people who are arguing about this. Rav Chisda of Sheshesh, Havika Azi Ba'orcha. They were both traveling together. Come Rav Chisda of Akamatzile. Rav Chisda stopped and went to Davin. Amar Rav Sheshesh Hashame. So Rav Sheshesh said to his servant, Michael Rav Chisda, hey, what's Rav Chisda doing? Right, in Rav Sheshesh's world, there was no need to stop. So Amar Lei, Kamatzile. He's stopping to say tefillah sederach. So, Amarle, ukmin nami lididi. Hey, let's stop off also for me, Vatsili, I'll also daven. Miyos tova tikri ra. Look, even though Rav Sheshes personally was the opinion that you could say even when you're traveling, but hey, once we're stopping anyway for Rav Chisda, for his shita, you know what? I might as well do it too. That's the Gemara story. So it comes out from this Gemara, there's four aspects of tefillah sederet that are mentioned. Number one is the bracha itself. Number two, the proper time to say tefillah sederet. Number three, and that's the issue which we pointed out, there's two versions of that step in the Gemara. But it's either the Gemara is dealing with when is there a chiyuv to say it, or till when is there a chiyuv to say it. And fourthly, the Gemara dealt with, how do you do it? Do you have to stop, or you can continue and go along? So I'd like to go through these four issues that the Gemara brings up more in depth based on the Shulchan Aruch and everything. What's interesting, and this, I'm not sure how these things evolve, the order of these four things that appears in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, it wasn't recorded that way. And that's why when we go through the Shulchan Aruch over here, we'll be choppy, we'll go a few different sifim out of order, just to keep the order of the Gemara. Now the first thing, the bracha itself. If anyone ever had, you look at a siddur, the language that we have in our tefillah sederet, in modern siddurim, is a little more elaborate than the language you have over here in the Gemara. And that's because beyond the Gemara, there were additions that were put in. And really, I've seen poskim put in that people have a right even to add, you know, they're nervous, you know, it's popped into my mind, you know, first time driver, driving with somebody's first long trip. Something like that really could even be added. Now, I'm a little nervous to say, I saw poskim bring down, you could add it into the nusach.
Yeah, that's by the passengers, not the
driver. Very good point. We'll get to that in a moment. Tefillah sederach is really not just for the driver, but you're right, it's for the passenger too. And you're right, if it's a new driver, the passenger should take a double. So we'll see that. So the language has been extended beyond the language of the Gemara over the years. One line in particular I'll point out is, if you look at most Siddurim, they have in parentheses a line with Hachzirenu L'Shalom. And that was put in for the following scenario. Sometimes, person, you go to the wedding, you go somewhere, you're traveling, which requires Tefillah Sederach, but you plan on returning that same day. So there, they put in the nusach of a Tachsi Reinu L'Shalom. You're not just asking for this trip, but you plan, you must follow for the round trip. And we'll see soon, there's a point to doing that. You wouldn't be saying Tefillah Sederach really anyway for that round trip. So it makes sense to add in that line. So if you plan on returning right away, what happens if you're not sure? Okay. Don't have to say it. It's not ma'akev, but that's pshat in that line. Now, I think the first issue to deal with, how often does one say Tefillah Sederach? Especially over here, you know, we live here in Miami, there are many people that travel to other places further north, and that could be a multiple day excursion, especially if you're fleeing during a hurricane season. So how often does one say Tefillah Sederach? So I refer you, we're going to begin the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Dalet, excuse me, it should be Sif Hay. Halachas of Tefillah Sederach appear in Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud, which by the end of the share we'll hopefully understand why it's over there. So the Mechaber of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hay writes, "In Sarach Lomar Usal Pam Achas B'Yo." You only have to say Tefillah Sederach one time during the day. Even if you rest in the city in the middle of the day, Tefillah Sederach is one time during the day. Let's say you want to sleep in the city, but then you decided, no, I'm going to travel again. You traveled further, you went back to your house. Sarach Laksal Espal also Pama Acheres. If your travel plans change, you stopped, and now you're traveling further, so where there was, that's considered a hefsik. Your das was only as far, but now you decided to travel further. So in that case, even though it would be the same day, you would make a second Tefillah Sederach. Okay? That's what Mechaber talks about. And the Mishnah Berurah adds quite a few scenarios. So we see that you're supposed to make the bracha, you're supposed to say Tefillah Sederach every day. Now, what constitutes a day? I'm traveling in the morning, and I'm traveling into the night. We know Yiddishkeit, Judaism, night's already the next day. So do I make a new Tefillah Sederach when I'm traveling from the day into the night? So, correct. The halacha is, that's mashma for the Mishnah Berurah and Chavav, that the night follows the day. And therefore, the bracha that you made in the morning will continue into the night, again, providing there's no situation where you totally stopped and decided that you didn't want to travel anymore and then you changed your mind. Short of that, you're traveling the day, you're traveling the night, one bracha. Next.
But myself, you leave, let's say, in the Israeli flights, you leave at night, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and then it's the day you're still traveling, so that's the opposite of this kind of...
Oh. So, your case is I'm leaving in an Israeli night, and before I know it, it becomes the next day. Excellent, excellent scenario. No, that will make it, that's more complicated. Because if you look at the language, I'll show you in the Mishnah Berurah Hey. Mishnah Berurah Hey says, you're supposed to make it that day. It says, B'chol yom v'yom, kol zman shu b'derech, m'chuyiv lomar otso. Every single day, as long as you're still traveling, you're still safe. Ephraim's case of where, and this is where you need the, I listened to one of the Shirim, Rabbi Sharfman plugged the My Zmanim app, which is a wonderful app if you're ever traveling. It'll give you the Zmanim. Now, it's not perfect. My last trip, when I recently went to Eretz Yisrael, I asked my secretary to print up my My Zmanim. I told him when I'm traveling. It was like 55 pages. Because they plan out every scenario, when the plane takes off, and assuming the calculations of the flight pattern, it's not perfect. I went through all the things that it's very good, but they're estimating where the plane's going to be, at what point, depending when you take off, and assuming the flight pattern, which definitely could always change. So, but let's say you have a scenario like that, where you're taking off an Eretz Yisrael at night, and then pretty soon, it's becoming already the next day. So in such a scenario, you're right, you'd have to make two tefillos tarachas. Just like you'd have to daven Ma'ariv and then switch over, it's time for Shacharis. You have to be aware of the changing of the times. So too for tefillos tarachas. You're right. Fascinating.
You're on a three-day train, you can make each time because there's no stop in the traveling.
There's trains that travel one day in 3 days still.
This could happen anyway.
Correct.
You wake up to go on a trip, and you leave at 3 in the morning, right? You want to be in class, you want to be in Jacksonville for a 9 o'clock meeting, and you leave at 3 in the morning or 5 in the morning, you're going to have this problem, right?
Right.
You're going to have to make two fields in there?
Right. I believe so. Now, I did see a hawk about it. Other thing. Oh, so we'll get to that.
Okay,
very good point. Very, very good point. That came up in the Gemara second, so we'll get to that in a second. But in terms of how often, the frequency to make it, and the Shabruah is saying over here, every single day that you're saying it, that's still a situation of a chiyuv to say. In Ephraim's case, air travel, which we'll get to, yes, every day would be a new chiyuv. So yeah, similarly, it sounds like you would make two brachas. Now, in contrast to that, I'll give a different scenario. Let's say you're traveling somewhere and you have a stopover. So you have two connecting flights. So you're sitting down, you're making the bracha. Then, do you make a bracha? It's the same day on your second flight. So there, the din would be no. On a connecting flight, you only have to say it once a day. And you think about it, it doesn't have to even be a connecting flight. There are many scenarios. Let's say the airport is really outside of the town, outside of the city. So you could even make tefillah sederah in the car on the way to the airport. Once you set it there, even though that's what you call, you know, a dinky little ride, you're about to go and you're big, you know. Go to 24. You're flying to China. Flying back to China. Right? I don't know where the airport is in China. Maybe someone here knows. Beijing. But let's say, huh?
Beijing.
But I don't know how far it is, you know, from where you're staying in the city. So let's say you're flying to Beijing, right? You take this, you know, there it's probably easy. I don't know. populated different parts of the country is, but you're traveling outside of the city, you get to the airport, you say the tefillah is derech, you're about to go on a 24-hour flight. You already say the tefillah is derech in the car, in that half-hour trip, that's it. You don't say the tefillah is derech on the plane. As long, within one day, as long as you said it once on a connecting flight or connecting travel, you don't have to say that again. Now,
is that a 24-hour day then?
Yes.
So like, I'm going out for a wedding on Monday morning.
How convenient.
I'll be back within 24 hours. Do I say Phil's a death on my return trip?
Simply, no.
Really?
Right. That if you're going there and coming back, I said you should say the line Taksi Renu Shalom. But you would not need to say Tefillah Sederach a second time. As long as it's one day. So we'll get to that later. What I would say, Stam, when we talk about these Chiyuvim to say Tefillah Sederach, we're talking specifically about the Tefillah Sederach. At the end of Tefillah Sederach, after the Bracha, there are multiple psukim and nice things over there. That Kol Kavod, right? You want to do something. The guy next to you is drinking. The guy there is all hooked up. So, yeah, say the brachas. You know, Hashem should send a malach to you. A malach l'gol, simi kol ra. That you could say multiple times. But the Tefillah Sederach, the bracha itself, that you only say once.
What constitutes out of the city?
So that's an issue we'll get to. That's part two.
So if you said it a second time, is it a bracha l'gol?
You shouldn't.
Now,
right.
So why is that different than going back and forth to New York?
Well, in his case, I don't know. I'm assuming in Harvey's case, you didn't change your day and nights. He's just traveling. His travels. He's traveling from here to Atlanta, back and forth. So it's basically right same time period and stuff.
Because it's only changing day to night. You're doing twice.
Right.
If you're making a bracha at night and it covers your day, right?
No, that would be the other way. It's just like a bracha. Normally, the way we do brachas is from the morning on. So you make a bracha Torah in the morning that counts into the night. So that's the same idea with Tefillah Sederach. You say in the morning counts into the night. So even if you're traveling into the night, that's okay.
But and if you make it in the night, you have to make a new one in the day.
Correct. And we'll see that. Let me give you another couple scenarios. Let's say I'm traveling cross country, right? I have a nice long travel to make, and obviously it's hard to drive so much, so I take a nap in the middle of the day. Do I need to make a new Tefillah Sederach? The answer is no. A nap in the day does not require a new Tefillah Sederach, even though you're stopping, you're pausing your travels. That doesn't matter. It's basically the same thing as a connecting flight. However, let's say I take, you know, if you travel cross country, traveling, and you sleep over for the night, that for sure is a hefsek. That's pashut. The next day is a new travel. Of course, that you would need a new bracha. Let's say I'm traveling through the night, but in the middle of the night, I take a little nap. We do the same scenario I just had before. During the day, I take a nap, but the night, I took a nap.
While you're driving.
Well, you shouldn't.
Take a long nap.
This is a share in halacha, but a share in seichel, yes. I've done these defensive driving courses. Right. I see this is why Steve needs a big, you know, I'm sure he takes that with him when he drives. Hold it up for everybody. Full of caffeine. That's what you need.
When Rashi said we don't say it past the allotted amount of how many times it was that just for that day?
So we'll get to that, yes. Now, let's say cross country with a night nap. So that, the Mishabura talks about at the end of Sivkot M'chav Vav. If you look, the Mishabura Chavav, I'm going to read halfway through, right where it says Chavav. Achim unosiko alayla dainashenu lon b'kviyas b'shviza. You're not stopping by a hotel. Raki nuach eza ma'at zman b'shviza v'yalcha chuzim l'nsoha. You rest for a little bit, and then you continue to travel. Yesh levarach tefilas aderach b'bolker b'li chasima. So there, he says, you should say tefilas aderach in the morning, but without a bracha. Now, I'm getting a little nervous over here. My flamma didn't jump me yet. Right? From this line, and now I'm reading it again, reconsidering what we just talked about before. I'm a little nervous of that scenario of when you
say without a bracha.
Right? Where you're traveling multiple days. Here the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. Right? I remember the post I'm talking about this. Here the Mishnah Berurah is mashma. The only scenario where I'm going to make it a second time is if there is a certain hefsek. And even there, the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, right, has a tzad to say it, but says you should say without a bracha. So where you're taking a nap when you're traveling cross-country at night, so the next day, the Mishnah Berurah says, you know what you should do? You should say it, but say it without a bracha. So just to walk back, again, that scenario we talked about before, if you are traveling multiple days, so again, if it's a new day of travel, the Mishnah Berurah wrote before, b'chol yom v'yom, chol zman shel b'derech, b'chol yivlom aroso. But that's l'chora where there was a hefsek, right? What's he talking about here versus there? See? This is why you can't have a simple app for this.
It's not
poshut. The Mishnah Berurah did write before that every day you say that. What's the scenario he's talking about there in Chav Dalid versus the end here of Chavav? So I'll leave that for a moment. Now, one more step, which is important. This I didn't put on the sheets. It's a bare halacha over there. Let's say the same case, it's cross-country, and I take a night nap on the road, or off the road.
Does it have to be a nap?
And I start, and this happens a lot. Someone who's traveling cross-country, you want to get somewhere. So a lot of times, you'll start traveling in the morning before daybreak. So what do you do over there? So that, the Be'er Halacha talks about. And he basically sets up, it's a machlokas between Prima Gadim and the Gra. What do you do in that scenario? Because you're already starting the next day. Before the next day.
We're following Berachas HaTorah there too, no?
So, very interesting. He talks about Berachas HaTorah there in the Be'er Halacha. About it.
So, you know, people wake up. I mean, there's a lot of people today who daven, literally, I mean,
Berachas HaTorah, right.
They're saying Berachas HaTorah even before Elos, and then...
Excellent point. So it's interesting. Berachas HaTorah is a little tricky how you define that bracha. Right? That's part of the whole machlokas of Berachas HaTorah. Do it the next day, not do it the next day. So yeah, you wake up 3 o'clock in the morning to learn, right? You say Berachas HaTorah. But Berachas HaShachar, those brachas are more with daybreak. So Mishnah Berurah here, that's part of the issue we're debating, really. Is it like Berachas HaTorah and you make it a new one already in the morning? Or no, it's not exactly like that. And maybe you have to wait till the day. So Be'er Halacha brings us another hak, not so poshut. Okay, so that's the basic issues over here about how often one says it. Now what happens, another scenario which in the world today you definitely have. Somebody's a frequent flyer. He goes back and forth all the time, right? The people nowadays go back and forth. They work in Eretz Yisrael, come back to America. But let's see. I travel. I go back and forth weekly. All the time. So it's brought down, somewhere that a certain Adam Gadol was traveling between New York and Boston, and he, at a certain point, stopped saying Berachas HaTorah Sederach. Because he felt he was so ruggled and going, and it was a common trip. He didn't say it. So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky speak specifically about this case, and he felt halacha is not like that. That no matter how frequently you travel, that doesn't take away from the din of tefillah sederach. And even if you're traveling every week, every 2 days, by plane, major travels, doesn't matter. Every trip, you never burn out your frequent flyer miles. You always would have to say tefillah sederach.
You're a pilot.
Correct. Same thing. I saw they brought down, you know, taxi drivers in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
That's dangerous.
That's true. To us. I saw that brought down halacha. Somebody talked about Israeli taxis, and they said, yes, there's a very good reason they feel it's a derech in Israeli taxis. Mam shlachavim. Right. There are poskim, it's very good you guys bring it up, there are poskim that parallel the din of Til Sederach with the din of Berachos HaGomel. However, others look at it as separate ideas. It may not be always the same requirements for one, obviously, for the other.
But about the taxis in Israel, you're a little bit joking because you can't say it in the city, right?
Oh, so we'll talk about that later. You're right. Another issue with the bracha itself, and this is not from the Gemara, and we'll see in a moment, you know, listen to Maisie Shirm that Rabbi Sharfman gave, and one of the hallmarks of how Rabbi Sharfman did it was this structure of when you want to study halacha, you take it down from the Gemara and bring it to modern day poskim, all the way down. But when you see a Gemara and then you see halacha which wasn't in the Gemara, you already know that halacha is not necessarily in the same stature as halacha in the Gemara. So there's halacha that comes up. It's based, it's in Siv Vav here from the Marami Rodenberg. No small cheese. But the Marami Rodenberg brought up an issue. I'll read it quickly inside. Marami Rodenberg, he would say his tefillah sederach after the yiratzon, he would say in the morning after Berachos HaShachar, there's an idea, and this Mishnah Berurah spells out in Sivkatan Chavches, where you have something which doesn't begin with the lashon of baruch. You have a bracha you're making, but the beginning of the bracha didn't begin with the lashon of baruch. So there's an idea to make it a bracha hasmucha lechavrata. You're going to end off with a bracha, but you want also to begin with a bracha. There's an inyan halacha to do that. So therefore, the Marami Rodenberg said, when I make tefillah sederach, I make sure ahead of time to make a bracha before it. Which bracha did he use to use before it? The end of the Berachos HaShachar, where he makes a bracha, Gomel Chasadim Tov L'Am Yisrael. After that, he would say his tefillah sederach. And therefore have a bracha before it. Right? Another example people use, give you two quick examples. You want to have a candy. It's always good to have it in your mouth when you're flying, taking off, for your ears. So you know what? I'll make a shahakal on a candy. And then say, tefillah sederach. Or person goes to the bathroom, makes an asha yotzar. Okay, so right after that, I'll say my tefillah sederach. That's what people do to be mekayim this idea of the Marami Rodenberg, to have tefillah sederach next to another bracha. Now, in analyzing this, it's not so pasha. This is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah himself talks about ideally doing such a thing. But at the same time, the Mishnah Berurah concludes in Sivkat and Chavches, that you know what, b'di'evet, if you don't have a bracha before, it's okay. You're obviously yotzei tefillah sederach without the bracha before. And I found that the Chazon Ish, both the Chazon Ish and the Stipler, themselves are not machmir about this. And in fact, I'll show you why. Not so pashut. Marami Rodenberg's example really will come up soon. He's saying it together with the other brachos. When did he say the other brachos? in the morning and shul before he left. So we'll get to that in a moment. That's not so simple. To say tefillas derech before you travel, are you ready? So what bracha, what's the other options we said? Oh, you'll say shahat, you'll say with a, I'll eat a candy. I'll say tefillas derech. Right, there's halachas and hilchos brachos and tefillas, other things. You're not supposed to say tefillas and brachos with a candy or food in your mouth. So if I'm going to pop the candy before tefillas derech just to get my bracha, okay, but then you're going to mess up your tefillas derech because you're not really supposed to have a candy in your mouth while you're saying it. So not such a good idea. Oh, burn the fashas and the candy, okay. That's a share for itself. We could talk about that, right? You see your friends with your next door neighbor, the guy sitting next to you. I saw, right, okay. Right, if you have a bracha, you just finish with it, right, take a drink. Yeah, that's fine. But I'm looking for good problems. The other issue, someone said, let's make an ashiyotza. So what's the scenario? A guy goes to the bathroom, doesn't make the ashiyotza right away, he'll save it for right before his yiratzo. In fact, that exact scenario is brought down that a certain ungodol tried doing that. And I saw it brought down from others. That's also not something that we advise. Halacha is, ideally, you're supposed to say the ashiyotzar immediately after you leave the bathroom. So again, to be making one halacha, to make another halacha, not the yatzo schar of Seda. So if a person wants to do this halacha of having bracha smuch l'chavrta, it would have, the best scenario would be, it was brought up before, as Rabbi Cash brought up, to say it in where you're making a bracha, that bracha unto itself, is a good bracha, no candy in your mouth, you went to the bathroom, said it, and now you're up to your tefillas derech.
The Maisa of Chazal wanted it to have a bracha rishon. They would have put a bracha rishon there, which is why the Chazanish and the others say that it's not makiv, it's not necessary, it's not b'diavad. Because not they weren't, they didn't mechadish a bracha, that was only b'diavad l'chachila.
Or Rami Radenberg is still chosheh for sort of thing. I'm not sure what the Pshat and the Chazanish and the Kilos and Stifler. It could be because of me, they never found a good scenario of how to do it. I'm not sure.
Is it a homer, or is it a
Mishabrua, the Mechaber brings it, Mishabrua talks about doing it, but again, it's ideally, l'chachil, if one could do it, fine. But if you can't do it, you can't do it, right, of course. Now, one more important halacha, which definitely comes up, is let's say you're about to, you know, travel, and you don't have a sitter right there, or you don't have your kids' arts and craft project hanging from your rear view mirror. And you don't have a tefillah sederach in front of you.
That's what these cards are
for. Right, they're very smart. In Lakewood, you buy a car, it comes with tefillah sederach. No joke. I'm like, all right. But let's say I say tefillah sederach, and you realize I left out half the words. And my yod say tefillah sederach. One day I want to give a share of all the halachas that happened and you mess up on things. Like our generation, that's very important. So I found in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, they bring from Chaim Kanievsky, I don't have this on the sheet, that as long as the general language, you said one line or two about traveling, and as long as you had that, I'm traveling, Hashem, you should help me. Baruch atah Hashem, Shemei HaTefila. You're good to go. Literally. So that takes care of brachos. Now, yikes. There are three other things I want to get through and some other stuff. What's the proper time to say Tefillah Sederach? So as we mentioned, the person should be already on the road. The shir is basically a little, you're past 70 amos outside of the city. An amma, quick calculation, is between 1.5 and 2 feet. So by 140 feet outside of the city, which is nothing, you're ready. That's when you should say your tefillah sederach. Now hold on. Now there important halacha. There is a taz who is mako. You know, let's say there are people when they're driving, for example, they have to be totally concentrated on the road. There's no one else in the car. You're driving. You're all by yourself. Someone else in the car. Okay, we'll talk about it later. Maybe they can make tefillah sederach, or even if you're going to say it too, but you can repeat after them. It's less stressful. But you're in a car all by yourself, and you're driving, and it's too much for you. I don't know. I can't do it when I'm driving. Well, could one say tefillah sederach before he left? I'm about to leave. So the Taz says, and really the source of the Taz was he wanted to be Madai from the Merami Rodenberg, such a thing. Taz says that one could be Makel and say tefillah sederach when they're in their house, before they embark on the road. They should be already, or about ready, not when you wake up in the morning, but you're about ready to go. But in the house, one could say tefillah sederach on the road. The Mishabura brings down b'dieved that works. If you have a scenario where you can't handle saying it on the road, one could do it. Right? We already said, even if you mess, yeah, you don't have a city, you mess up half the language, still works. But ideally, you should say it on the road. But if one can't, there is a taz to be somachan. Two more scenarios I'll give you where l'kulei alma, everyone could says you can say it before you leave. The first one, Rabbi Sharfman himself pointed out, heard once mentioned, is on a multi-day trip. So you're traveling multiple days and you're stopping over. So there's no shiloh there saying b'chol yom v'yom. So you get up in the morning to travel, but you're already on the road. You're already traveling. You're already on a place far from home. So there, one could say tefillah sederach before you leave. The only reason, day one, you don't say tefillah sederach before you leave because you're in your house, you're home. So there, you have to say, already on the road. But once it's day two of traveling, I'm already on the road. I'm already away from home. There, one could say it before you even begin that day's travels. And another scenario, well, I believe one could say it before they leave, is in a situation where we talked about where there's not an absolute chiyuv. Let's say one of the cases we brought before. Let's say multiple days of traveling where there's no hefsek or something like that, where you're gonna say tefillah sederach without the bracha at the end. So there, Rav Shlomo Zalman recommends that you should say it in Shema Kolenu. The best place and scenario where you're not going to say the Shem Hashem, Rav Shlomo Zalman recommends you say in Shema Kolenu. So by definition, that means he's comfortable of you saying it in your house, in Shul, before you leave. So those are two scenarios how one could say it before you go.
Without the bracha.
Correct, without the bracha. Right, that's exactly the point.
So that's it.
In other words, you're saying it without the bracha for tefillah sederach itself, but right, you're getting the real,
you're good.
Right.
Really.
Next area I'd like to talk about, the distance, as people brought up. So the size of the trip that requires tefillah sederach, halacha brings a parsa. Now a parsa will go through the math of 8,000 amos. The distance of your trip, 8,000 amos trip beyond, that needs tefillah sederach. Now quick math, if it's 2.5, if it's 1.5 to 2 feet, so that's 12,000 to 16,000 feet, which in calculating in miles, is about 2.5 to 3 miles. So that's the length of a trip that would require this din of tefillah sederach.
One direction?
Yes. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, this is an important halacha, is let's say, and this, you know, if you follow ways in Eretz Yisrael, you could sometimes get yourself into trouble. Let's say you're driving, and all of a sudden you're inside an Arab village. And I realize, oh my gosh, that is a quite dangerous spot. I have to get out of here. But really, you don't know how long the trip out is. But it's a 10-minute trip to get out of this village. But obviously, it's very dangerous driving through this Arab village. Halacha is 100% Mishapur brings down. For such a scenario, even though it's a short distance, you would say tefillah sederach. If you're literally in a makom sakana, even less than a parsa, one would say tefillah sederach.
But you don't get out of your car.
Right.
My advice is keep going.
Yes, I'll get to that halach in a second, but correct. Do not get out of your car to do this one. There's some interesting Ragachavar that talks about in plane travel. Ragachavar once found a Gemara source, it's on the back of your sheets, that in terms of Hilcha Shiluch HaKein, Tefilos HaDerech is a tefillah you make on the path, on the road. Air travel, the Ragachavar said, is not considered a road. It's not a path. Huh. And therefore, he said, there's no din, tefillah sederach.
No need to say.
And it seems historically there was a period of time that people were not making, when this is going back, you know, to the Wright brothers. But air travel first. Look, Ragachavar said, you know, derech avir is lo mikri derech. Traveling by air is not considered a derech. However, this view was rejected. I found of Shlomo Zalman and the Ravadja both said no such thing. Air travel is also considered travel, just because till now only birds did this. Doesn't matter. We do that too now. That's considered travel. Of course, everyone says traveling by sea, by rail. Of course, all these things are travel. And one would make tefillah sederach for air travel. Where does one make it? When does one make it when in travel? So this is also machlokas. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said you should make it, remember we talked about doing in the beginning, the first parsa, ideally according to Rashi, one should make it. So when you take off, right then, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says the perfect time, that's when you should say tefillah sederach. However, I did find from Yaakov Kamenetsky that he says already when you're still on the ground, when the plane starts to accelerate, not when you're just jumping around, when the plane starts to accelerate, you're already going at a super speed, where ready is a sakana before you even take off, you can already say tefillah sederach.
You can derive it from that oil also.
Right. Right. Right, very good. I see we have a Ragachavar chassid. Now, we mentioned before from the Gemara, how, if you forget to say it in the ideal time, when could you say it? So again, Rashi says ideally in the first parts of your travels, but b'di'eved, if one didn't say it, as long as you still have a parsa, you still have this 2.5 to 3 miles left in your travels, one could still say it. Even, you know, I mean, if you're coming down to land, I think they measure miles, not just vertically, but horizontally too. So it all works.
While the plane is going down.
Yeah. 100%. Right. The plane's really going down for sure. The Gemara's fourth Indian they brought up was, there's one stand. So again, l'chachila, one should stop a car and say tefillah sederach. Really, for the Mishnah Berurah, was mashma to me, one does not have to exit the car. As long as the traveling is stopped, that's enough. However, I did see some posts and talk about getting out of the car, and I think it's a wonderful thing to do. Okay? On a bus, where one could stand, even though the bus is moving, the Chazanish and others said that's one, if is able to do that, one should do that. But in all these scenarios, if you can't get out of your car, if you can't stop the car, if you can't stand by a bus or a plane, you could 100% say it in your seat. Now, if all these things are different l'chachilas, which one comes first? There is an inyan to do it when you're stationary. Okay. On the other hand, there's also an inyan to do it when you're ready on the road. So what should I do? Should I stay at home when I'm stationary? Or should I stay on the road when I'm moving? So that, to me, from the Mishnah Berurah and Sefkat al-Chav Zayin, is mashma, it's better for you to say it when you're already traveling. That halacha is a real achila. Really, ideally, you should say it already when you're traveling. Even if it means that you're not going to stop, and you're just going to say it while you're driving, kolkovo, that's what you should do. Now, I'd like to end with two interesting perspectives I came across here in Tefillah Sederach. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky made a very insightful diyuk. The halachos of tefillos haderech are here in Simen Kuf Yud. Kuf Yud are hilchos tefillah, Shmona Esrei and such. That's where tefillos haderech is. If you look later in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Lamed, there the Shulchan Aruch has all these different yihiratzons a person makes. You go to measure your crop, you go to the doctor. And he does mention in passing over there, the Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch, does mention in passing the halachas of tefillos haderech. And he says, yeah, there's tefillos haderech, and really, I am in Kuf Yud. So Rabbi Yaakov was troubled. Where do you put tefillos haderech? Do you put it in hilchos tefillah, or do you put it in hilchos brachos? Seemingly, Rabbi Yaakov thought it should fits better in hilchos brachos, all these other halachas and yirachos you have. Why did Machaber stop it over here in hilchos tefillah? And he says from here, you know what? Sounds like tefillos haderech, and that's really the simple language of the Gemara, is a tefillah and not a bracha. And really, I found there's a tosas in Pesachim and Kuf Dalim and Beis that supports such a position.
It's a shvach.
That it's a shvach, it's a tefillah, and Rabbi Yaakov goes as far as saying there's two major nafkaminas that's a tefillah. Number one, he says, ideally by tefillah, different than brachas, we want to say a tefillah by ourselves. By a bracha, Kol Yisrael Reivim Zeh L'Zeh, we talk about, okay, I'll be yotzi with your bracha, you'll make kiddush, be motzi me. But by a tefillah, it's better for you to say it yourself. So that means, according to this Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Naaman found other posts that says this too, that ideally you're traveling in a car with your wife, maybe it's better for both of you to recite the tefillos haderech together, rather than one person being motzi someone else. Again, maybe they don't have the nusach, maybe if they're nervous, again, of course, you perhaps maybe then could. But according to this Rabbi Yaakov, it's better for everyone to say it individually. And a second issue.
What, better to pull over on the side of the interstate highway and...
Again, we talked about pulling over.
You're going to put yourself in a dangerous situation.
Okay, right.
Don't pull over.
Right. Now, a second nafkamina of this is, let's say, a scenario before. Steve over here. You know, you borrowed a drink from your friend sitting next to you. Next thing you know, you wake up. Oh my gosh, like halfway through the flight. Hey, did I say tefillos haderech? You're not sure if you said tefillos haderech. You ask him. He's in the same state that you were in. So, what do you do in that? Very interesting. If it's a bracha, so there's a din, suffer bracha slahaka. But if it's a din of tefillah, then one would have to say it. And therefore, Rabbi Yaakov says, in such a scenario, in the supik, if you said tefillah derech, you should say it. And one last perspective, which is quite interesting. Really, this whole issue of tefillah derech, modern day posts can debate it. And they debate it because the simple one perspective is, you know what? It was misakin in those days when people were traveling, you know, in uncharted lands, and there are bandits over there. Nowadays, our highways are patrolled by policemen. At least there in America, they're safe.
Oh, yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe tefillos haderech doesn't apply. At the same time, we talked about travels, you know, car accidents, different things. So there are some poskim that we're debating, you know, I don't know. You know, should I person just even say it every time you get in the car? Traveling on roads are safe. Rabbi Vaji Yosef said no. Our Chazal Misakin Tefillos Haderech because there was a sakana. There's a sakana in traveling. You're right, yesteryear the sakana was relative to bandits in the road. Every generation, every time, has their own nisyonos, has their own sakanos. So granted, we may not have the bandits, but we'll have car accidents and we'll have, you know, DUI drivers. And every generation has their own challenges. Our Chazal was smart. When they made it, don't think things switch, we're better with this. Rabbi Vaji says, we all have our challenges. They might come in different shapes and sizes and colors, different than previous generations, but it's still something which warrants the full tefillos haderech, when we travel. We should all be zocha to travel safely and get yourself.
What were the